one of the best weeks. It was the best week, sorry. In 3 months. Really. As we approach the election, as the doom and gloom is palpable all over the country. The polls especially are just showing that this president is out. Will that make a blue wave that packs the court, creates new states so the Senate is always blue, always and forever blue? That we have a one-party system. Frightening. I don't care if it's your party or not. That's frightening. And the market goes up. What's going on? Does the market like Biden's policies, maybe? Is that why it's okay? And you'll see a news report here or there, or lots of places, depending on what you watch. Because after all, if you are watching mainstream media, Joe Biden is never even asked if they're going to pack the court. Well, he's asked, he doesn't say, I'm not going to answer the question. Oh, okay, Joe, that's okay. You don't have to. You don't have to talk about Hunter and the money and all the corruption. You don't have to talk about the Iranian deal. You don't have to talk about any of that if you don't want to. It's okay. But the Trump administration really needs to answer about the Russia collusion thing that, of course, was debunked. Or whatever it is. It just goes on and on. It's incredibly frustrating for everybody. For everyone. It's amazing. You don't have to like the style of this president at all. But I've never seen anything like it. We never have. Never seen anything like it. We've never seen anything like the hurricane that he was through the Republican primary. We forget that. He destroyed the Republicans and really changed the Republican Party. Like it or not, you like the swamp, then you don't like Donald Trump. Because he took a giant wrecking ball to all of it. Not just the Dems. The whole establishment. The whole swamp creatures. All of them. Even the Justice Department, the totally obviously corrupt Justice Department. Really remarkable at the highest levels, so corrupt. It's hard to believe. And that's even, it never would have been uncovered if this nutty orange man from New York hadn't won. But think about it. I mean, this is amazing when you think about it. He should carry all 50 states. I mean, the economy was never better than it was in all of history in January and February before the COVID. And even with the COVID, gets the whole government out of the way so that we were told we couldn't possibly make enough ventilators. We have too many. Masks, etc., testing, etc., but most importantly, therapies. What did it take? A lot of bureaucrats? You know, to have some meetings and talk about having more meetings and structuring the right meetings to then really nail it down and create a committee about how to structure the committee. And then we could start looking at how could we possibly, 2 years later, we have really got, we're so proud of this document that we have streamlined vaccines and therapies in the midst of a crisis. You know, the next time it happens, we got it. That's what would have happened, and we all know that. But that's not the media. The media is not remotely fair or reasonable at all. Donald Trump's his own worst enemy. I totally get that. But this is a guy that, you know, he's been nominated for a Nobel Prize, what, 3 times now by foreigners? Certainly deserves it. Peace in the Middle East, ISIS gone. Russia is really not much of a threat in the world. He's been really tough on them. I know he's actually pals, and you know, there's probably lots of other stuff going on underneath, according to the mainstream press. But the world has never been more at peace. Our troops are coming home. That was a bad idea, according to the establishment, too. That was a terrible idea. Middle East would melt down. Getting Soleimani was a bad idea. Just ask Joe Biden. Terrible, terrible. Except where's Iran these days? Crickets. Quiet. They don't do anything. There's peace breaking out in the Middle East. Never in our lifetimes has that happened. NATO's doing better. Yada, yada. You get it. Overseas, unbelievable. But I thought the world hated Donald Trump. Maybe they do. We don't really know. Because all we get is phony reporting. So we got the lowest unemployment for minorities and women. We're coming back strong. And he's losing in the polls. I don't get it. And I know you don't either. It seems unbelievable to a guy that doesn't know where he is, that his whole campaign is stay in the basement, don't talk, Joe, only off the teleprompter. We know you can still read. That's it. That's the campaign. No wonder nobody likes Joe Biden. And then the campaign is, well, no, we want a new Green Deal. We love the new Green Deal. We're going to adopt that. No, we don't want it. What do you look like, a socialist? I have no idea who Joe Biden is. He doesn't know who he is. He sold his soul to be elected as his last breath on earth. Nobody thinks. I don't think Joe even thinks he's going to actually make it through. And Joe has no purpose to becoming president, except he just wants to be president. And all of this, the market's doing okay. More than okay. It's going up. I'm confused too. At the same time, I'm struggling as a human being. I'm just struggling with this. How can we be doing this as a country? Sam H. is wrong with us? What's going on? Is my country even exist anymore? Am I the one that's on another planet looking down? Am I the alien? Something happened. Am I the whack job? I just don't get it. I don't get young people or old people or whoever thinks that this we want change no matter what, even if it destroys us. I don't get it. And we want change from people that don't just want to win. They want to take and seize power and never relinquish it. They don't want to try to legislate their way in. They don't want to try to convince you of what they have. We actually have somebody who is not just one beat away from the presidency, but she never even had a vote running. She backed out because she couldn't even get 1% support in Kamala Harris. And this is going to be the president, most people think, within 4 years. And she's never run for office, and she has no ideas, except Green Deals are good, and I'm the first black woman vice president, soon to be president. Huh? This is insane. And I know we all can't quite believe it. And then you turn this around and you go, how can the market go up in the face of this? That's hard. I don't know, but I'll take a pop at it. We're moving forward economically. The market at this point, because of polls, is saying Biden's probably going to get in. It's not a sure thing, but probably. Markets don't wait for results to move. They move in anticipation of results. So somewhere, they're not seeing the blue wave that changes everything, turns it upside down and destroys the country, turns it into a socialist vapor of what it once was. This is not good for business. Raising taxes, increasing regulations, Medicare for all, just spend trillions on making up stuff. Let's retrofit buildings. Let's get rid of fracking. This is all really just great stuff for jobs and the economy. And therefore, the markets. We know it's not. You don't have to be an economics major. We have to figure out why. And I think it's this. Just the same as college students going out and partying with other college students, like they do, like young people do. I want to meet a girl. I want to meet a boy. How do you do that in your basement? You don't. You meet them. And those crazy lunatics, as I shared last week, can you believe that they ended up with 26,000 positive cases? Probably many, many more, not symptomatic. Maybe double, maybe triple, maybe 5x. But 26,000 positive cases at 29 major universities in this country. Here's what they figured out. Positive or not, not one went to the hospital. Not one. So I know, I can hear people and it's like, yeah. You know, it's really weird to me how many times I seem to get in trouble, like it's a political message of what the virus is doing. Like 26,000 people got it. Not one went to the hospital, let alone died. But I'm supposed to be worried about it. Like, shut down the colleges. These kids are crazy. They've lost their minds. No, apparently they can think. That's what it is. Because more of them last year out of 26,000 that got the flu died. I know, it's not the flu, Dave. It's much deadlier. It is when you're older, but not when you're younger. That's what they figured out. And that's what the market's figuring out. A 74-year-old man, 73, 74, the president is, 74-year-old man, overweight, got it. And he's fine. Huh. That doesn't fit the narrative, does it? Remdesivir, going to be available to everybody. By the way, FYI, very important thing. I know he got better care and all that. Of course he got good care from doctors. Guess what you get if you go to St. Luke's or St. Al's? Good care from doctors. And if you're hospitalized, can you get remdesivir? Yeah. Just what the president got? Uh-huh. All of them. Wow. Doesn't fit the narrative, does it? But the market is saying we're moving. That we will travel again. We are going to have instant tests. That you don't die flying on an airplane. You don't die going to the store. You don't die when you get the virus. You may have already had it and you don't know it. They don't know how many people have had it. But it's a crazy virus. It's hard to figure out. But what we do know is healthy people seem relatively unaffected at all. And if you're young and healthy, you probably don't even know if you've got it. Nothing. Let alone a cold symptom. That's what I think is going on. The market's figuring it out. Companies are figuring it out. It's time to move forward. Regardless of what the blue state lockdown is, why is the economy not all the way back? Because we chose to destroy the economy. We got to get rid of the orange man. Oh, well, it's science. No, it's not science. It's not science to hide in a basement. Not when you're healthy. If you're Joe Biden, hide in a basement. But if you're healthy, live. That doesn't mean you go stand next to people and breathe all over them. But if you are 20 years old and want to go to a party, I just don't think it's like irrational. Weird behavior. Unless you're about to go see grandma. Don't do that. But it's not irrational to go meet people when you're 20. That's rational. They figured it out. Sorry, press. They're figuring it out. It doesn't affect them. Unless you're over 60 years old, it doesn't affect you. Well, what about all the comorbidities? Fine. Look them up. Just look them up. Even our overweight president seems okay. Shockingly well. You don't think that affects the market? Seeing what we have? I do. Unemployment's getting better. All of those things. That's what it's seeing moving ahead. And we can all pray we don't have a one-party system going forward. That would be nice. however that looks. All right, we got to take a quick break. Our number is 580-5436-580-KIDO. Dave@petsofinancial.net. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Our number is 580-5436-580-KIDO. If you prefer email, it's dave@petsofinancial.net. In fact, I have an excellent email we'll dive into probably at the top of the next hour. Multiple questions about the elections. So thank you for that, Wayne. And so anyway, I'll be talking about that right now. Let's jump to Jim before we're out of time today. Jim, how are you?
Hey, Dave. Fine, thanks.
Good, good.
I think my mental capacity is hunky-dory and virus-free.
Excellent, excellent.
The only thing I was going to say was that there's a disease much, much worse than any COVID or flu. And that's the disease that's going through the brains of liberals and anti-Trumpers. You know, it's one flew over the cuckoo's nest, you know, where you're the only sane person, but if everybody gets together and decides that you're the insane one, that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's got to be where, you know, Trump is the only one. Even the Republicans aren't behind him, you know, just a bunch of his base. The problem is, though, the problem with Trump is he aims only at his base, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not good. I mean, he does need to go out, you know. But if you're a capitalist, if you, you know, if you want to win kind of a thing, you say, you know, he's the one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, we had a really tough band director when I was in high school. I mean, you know, he was really tough, but we had a very good band.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the problem. And, you know, it's hard to believe that, like, Pelosi... Now they want to figure out a way to put together a committee to figure out if a president is incapacitated.
Yeah, I know, I know.
You know, I mean, it's really scary that they might actually come to power.
It is a strange thing. It shows you in politics and in power that there is no such thing as so much or too enough power, and how it can just drain your soul. And I sure can't judge Nancy Pelosi's soul, but I find it weird that people are so power hungry and don't like the freedoms and justice of our country at 80 years old. I mean, you're about done on earth here. And it just seems like an odd thing to me. Very, very odd. I am puzzled by it. And I'm not trying to judge her soul. I just don't understand the motivation behind trying to change to the very foundation this country that made her rich, popular, have everything in her life that you would want. And so many people like her. I just put her at that point. Say, I just don't understand. Jim, thank you, sir. I got a roll, as you can hear. Have a great day. All right. Our number is 580-5436-580-KIDO. You hear the music. We're going to be back in the next hour. I'm going to start off talking about this email about the election. So, anyway, looking forward to visiting with you about that and our COVID numbers update. We'll be right back after Fox News. It's dave@petsofinancial.net, and we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. We're going to go to an email and talk in a moment. But first, I just want to say this, of course, as we do every week. These are my opinions and my opinions only. They're not this station or anybody else's. And if I happen to mention a stock or a sector to buy or what have you, it doesn't mean you should own it at all. And we're not here to tell you what to buy, or sell. If there is such thing as an anti-that, that's us, right? Whatever that is. Long-term view. Quit bouncing around. Don't try to trade. You need to own the great corporations of the world, not trade them. Markets fluctuate. They always have. And then they go to all-time highs. And when we read too much and look too hard, get wound up, we do crazy things. We're going to talk about the elections in a moment, so I won't talk about that. But this is a crazy time in general. It's a really crazy time. There's no doubt that the world is upside down. It is. It's just incredible. It's so frustrating. It's so angry. It's so weird. In the most privileged time in all of humanity, in the most privileged country in the world, due to the fact that we are free, that we are capitalist, we're free to pursue our own life and liberty and happiness. And now we're trying to take that away, and it's weird. And what's good is bad, and bad is good. And I want to identify as, what do they call it now, a pronoun? I'm Dave, girl Dave. No, I'm not girl Dave. I'm just Dave. Not boy Dave. Not man Dave. No. That would be, is that a pronoun? I think they call them pronouns now. I mean, I don't even know how to have a conversation with somebody like that. I really don't. I don't know how you go, oh, it's good. That's all really good. And not in my mind go, wow, you are really messed up. I mean, I'm sorry. I know that sounds judgmental, but I'm like, I don't know how to have a conversation with somebody that I think is so messed up and wants to tear everything down, and they're so privileged. I just don't even know how to have a conversation. It's just, but it upsets all of us. And as I kind of touched on in the first hour, it's like we're in this time when, like, the president has done amazing things and also does his best to commit suicide every day. I get that politically. But it seems unbelievable that we want to become a nation that isn't free anymore. We don't want to have freedom of guns, freedom of religion. We've got governors that have gone so overboard. I mean, what has COVID also exposed? Get to determine how you breathe. You can't come out of your house. You can't talk to your neighbors. And you can't go here. You can't go there. We're going to rope off aisles of garden seed. I mean, just bizarre stuff. It's bizarre. And we call it science. And as I've talked many times, and we'll share those stats coming up here in a little bit, there's just a couple of interesting new ones that you need to know about. Because I think by and large, you know. Yeah, more tests are coming in positive because we're testing millions more people. All right, thank you very much. That would be called first grade math. But people aren't dying. Even our chubby president did well. And this is why the market's doing well, I think. But it's an upside down world. People are really messed up. We can't think clearly. What do we do? How do we not be angry? I'm like the wild-eyed optimist in the room all the time. And I'm struggling. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I'm scared. I'm not sleeping as well. I know, yeah, I got a responsibility to a lot of people and their money. But I've had that for 40 years. What the heck? You'd think I was kind of used to it, but I'm not. This is different. It is different. We can handle a 2008, 2009. I know, you know, because it's history and nobody ever even remembers that they went, and ran off the cliff and sold. Okay? I know nobody remembers that, but that's what happened. A lot of people did. But it felt easier to us because I understood the world I live in. And what people generally were trying to do, they didn't have to agree with me on politics. But I think by and large, most people agreed that you really weren't allowed to give birth to a baby and then decide if you're going to keep it or not. And if I didn't believe that, then clearly I'm against a woman's right. I'm into her uterus. That's it. What kind of world is that? It's weird to me. We can't have a discussion about stuff like that. We can't. It's weird. And it throws us all off in our thinking and our fears and everything else. It really does. I mean, how many books are nowadays being written? We used to just talk about emotions and investing, huh? We used to just talk about it because it was like, It's this thing we know. But now there's like a whole science, behavioral science in investing. Why people do what they do. There's artificial intelligence working on you every single day, knowing you're going to make really bad decisions. We want to bet against that because they're coming from emotion. It's crazy. But it's really weird as humans. We can't see that about ourselves. Right? It's not because you don't look in the mirror that you can't see that giant pimple on your nose. Yeah, you can see that. But what we can't see is that we overreact to news flow. That it affects us in bad ways. It makes us angry. Or as my bride says, fangry, frustrated, not quite angry. And it changes everything. How we perceive everything. Depressions are up. And I just got to tell you, you know, and I'm going to try not to be emotional about this. But real stuff and real tragedy is going on around us. And I had a wake-up call this week about what's important and what's not. And people's own empowering themselves when they're 80 years old is just not important. It's daily news. Getting rid of the orange man in the White House is a disease that a lot of people have. But a few more spins in the world and we're all out of here. Mortality is 100%. It shouldn't be for 35-year-olds. But sometimes it is. It's just kind of this thing that you once in a while are reminded of. How fragile it all is. But we live in a time where our fixation is on that fire hose of angry data that comes through the screen and just drenches our eyeballs painfully, our ears, till we want to scream. But it's not true. And it's not. And I get that. But what we have is like the best market gain in 3 months. Does that make any sense to you? When you feel the way you feel? It doesn't to me when I feel it. So when I pull back and I try to look at it and see it, the market believes we're going to get past this. And COVID was another shot at getting rid of the orange guy who's doing an amazing job in the White House. Amazing. Stunning. All of us wish we had his energy, his grit. He's the toughest nut I've ever seen. Ever. Whole world against him. Seemingly. The swamp he's trying to drain hates him. Entrenched Republicans hate him. Well, I know there's not any in D.C. I get it. It's like 90% Democrat. But still, those that are there, they didn't like him. Didn't like him. He may be his own worst enemy, but he's the greatest this country for this country at this time. He may be out, but the market's telling you different things. I'm not necessarily believing the market. I'm just trying to explain why. Why you feel, and I feel, horrible, angry, frustrated, confused. How can people believe this stuff? How can that be the narrative? I mean, this guy telling me on NBC News stuff that's just not true. And I know it's not true. He knows it's not true. Why? And watching politicians lying just to get rid of somebody, running false committees, false justice. That's not how we play. We don't play. We play fair. We don't even like it when athletes put an elbow into somebody playing football. It's not the same as trying to destroy Brett Kavanaugh's life. But we don't allow that. And it is confusing. Super confusing. So here's what I think we need to do into this election. And I'm going to hit any of the questions I missed, but I want to broadly speak to this. I have, and I just want to hit it again. You need to be tempered in what you do and what you think. When you think all or none, you are thinking from a pure emotional level that you cannot come back from. We got to go to all cash. Shh. You got to dial back, go pour a nice whiskey, and then call me back. Because we can't talk in that state. We can't. Now we can, because you know what? You know, I understand that. I understand where you're coming from. I got it. Okay? And then we can talk through that. But if you're still there, there's no coming back. You have to be rational in your thinking and know you don't know. I do not know what's going to happen. Start there. You don't. Do you really think you can get out at the top and in at the bottom? You can't, and you know that nobody's ever done it, and then you won't. So stop it. No all or none. You want to raise some cash? Fine. And if you need income or you need that money in the next couple of years, get it out. It's already out. That's what we're doing for our clients. I'm not telling you it's the right answer. I'm telling you it's a non-answer because I don't know. Nobody knows what's going to happen. And more importantly, even if you nail it, this is a big one. Nobody ever gets this. You don't know how people will react, meaning the markets. You don't know. I don't know either. I don't know why we had our best week in three months. Do you? Do you really? I've tried to explain it because we have therapies coming, treatments coming. We're going to travel. We're going to open up. The election's finally going to be in the rearview mirror. And miraculously, the blue states will start announcing, you know, this disease doesn't really affect children. I think we need to go back to school. Because the rest of the world gets it. We're surprised there's a spike in Europe. Yeah, that's a stunning development. I mean, they're smarter than us, nicer than us. They wear masks more than we do. Blah, 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 blah. I'm with NBC, the most liberal station in the world, and that's what we want to tell you. And that's what you're going to believe because that's all you inject into your brain cells. That is what we're getting all the time. But that's the real data. Of course you get spikes when human beings get together in a virus. You can't stop wearing masks or not. We can slow it down, maybe. Maybe it's safer to wear a mask. I don't know. Maybe we all just got to get it. But the point is now we're not going to die from it. That's huge to opening up. Huge. And we just saw it in the therapies proven by the President of the United States this past week. Maybe that had something to do with it. But otherwise, it's a guess. I don't know what's going to happen. And what good does it help to look back and go, that's what happened. Thank you. It doesn't help predict. So we have to carry that lack of arrogance in. I don't know what's going to happen. And I know I'm angry right now. I know I'm scared right now. And that's not a good place to make really logical decisions, especially all or none. You raise a little cash. You become a little more conservative. You own great companies that are going to exist no matter who the president is. That's a good place to be. Because otherwise you sit it and you earn zero. The inflation takes it away. Goody for you. And then you're stuck on the outside looking in again. Again and again and again. It's a place you can't go. Don't. Go there. And quit watching so close. It doesn't help. Just know how emotional you are. It does help. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I'm scared for our country, for my kids and grandkids, even if they're liberal kids and grandkids. I'm scared for them. They know not what they do. They don't know what they're wishing for. I do. It scares me. It scares you. Don't make all or none decisions, because we are emotional right now. We are a wreck, relatively speaking. Look at the increases in suicides. Look at the increases in depression, home abuse, all these things. Not just because it's that guy who lost his job because he used to be a server. It's all of us. You can't come see your kids. You can't talk to the grandkid because they need to be addressed as a pronoun. It's hard. It's really hard. And our world's been turned upside down. It's coming back a little bit, but don't allow that to feed into your decision-making process. I'll look at any other specifics for the answers, but I got to say, it's just be incremental. Raise a little cash. Let the dividends pile up. Let dividends that are buying into more conservative things that are producing great income, keep doing that. And own the great companies. You may not like them. I don't like what Google does. I don't like what Facebook does. I don't like Amazon. They're supporting lack of freedom. The only thing I can do is not be a prime member for Amazon. I know. That's really kicking dirt in their face, isn't it? No. But I am going to own the stock. That's what you need to be doing, is owning companies that are going to do well no matter what. You don't need to take a risk on a Carnival Cruises until we finally start cruising again. You don't need to do that. You don't need to raise so much cash that you are stuck out. See it through. That's also what the market's telling you. We're going to come out of this no matter what, no matter who. And I have a hard time emotionally believing that. Just be careful when we are thinking about what to do into this. This is huge. This is the biggest election ever, I know. But we're America, and we're going to be all right. I really believe that. And even if somewhere down deep, I kind of doubt it, and I know somewhere down deep you do too, we got to believe it. Because there is no better alternative than what we are. None. None. Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It's Dave at PetzoFinancial.net. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. All right, you're not going to believe this, but we are going to have a long, uninterrupted segment. 25 minutes uninterrupted thereabouts. So we need your phone calls. We want your emails. Dave at PetzoFinancial.net. And it's 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Now, I had promised this, I almost forgot, but one of those brain cells that's been, you know, abused over the years or something, kicked in. And I remembered and found it. So thank you for sending it. There is no name on it. So what are your thoughts on companies spinning off units? Now, this came in last week and we didn't have time. So I wanted to make sure I got it this week. I have had mixed results with holding some or immediately selling the shares I was given and then putting those dollars right back in the main company. Great, great question. So others do well, some are go to zero and so on, right? I just want to shorten this a little bit. You know, some of them do well, and many unfortunately don't. So I get what you're thinking. I really do. I really get that. It's hard. You look at the mess that became out of Hewlett-Packard. Right. When they just spun off and tried to do, you know, they didn't try to invent anything anymore. They just tried to figure out how accounting might make them look better. Here, spin this out, spin that out. And there's nothing left of anything, except there was one of them that was a home run. Right. Not a home run that made up for the mess that HP is. But the point is, some do. I think that when we look at, for example, Raytheon, which used to be called United Technologies, now that when they merged with Raytheon to become more of a defense contractor as well as aerospace, they spun off Otis Elevators and what was the other one? Carrier, the global HVAC company. those companies probably released out of an aerospace is a great idea. I'm not saying go out and buy them, but, you know, I have to feel good about a company. Like, for example, HVAC, you know, it sounds real industrial and it's all sick, you know, cyclical, and it's, but it's not. You know, as we think about COVID and what that's doing for the HVAC business, right, where you want to have super filters, filtering air in these big buildings and stuff. It's a big thing. It's a very big thing. So anyway, I appreciate that. And I'm happy to talk more about it if I didn't really answer your question. But I think it's one off. And the reason that the stocks spike up and down so much is because many of those companies, when they're spun off, nobody cares then about, say, Carrier, unless it's a standout. Like IBM spinning out now, right? They're going to spin out the old business. Do I think anybody's going to want to buy the old business? No, I think it's going to be, you know, who wants that? Who wants that? It's like owning the old HP. Who wants that? Nobody. Nobody wants that. No. We want the new stuff. And then they didn't even do good with the new stuff. And anyway, my point is this. IBM is spinning that off. Many companies do. It's to focus, and it's a great idea. But actually pulling it off and then taking this business that isn't very good and spinning it out, it may not be very good business anyway. And that's that spinoff that doesn't do well. But people don't own it. And the reason there's so much volatility right after it happens, I don't want to own Carrier. I wanted United Technologies when I owned it. So they spun that off. I'm getting rid of that piece and putting it back in what's now Raytheon, but in the base company that I want. That's why so many of those come out and sink immediately. So when you're not owning it, a lot of times you can watch these spinoffs. Let them sink. And if you think it's a good business, do some homework. You find out what you're really getting is artificial selling. Artificial meaning not fundamental. It just doesn't really make sense, except people didn't want their money there in the first place. But it's a great business. Then you can go in and get an even better bargain for that. Okay? Many managers over the years have done very well with spinoffs selectively. Great questions. Thank you very much. And let's go ahead and go to the phones. Let's go to Bruce. Bruce, thank you for calling. Go ahead, please.
Dave, I sure do understand your frustration and all of this, and it's hard to understand all of that you said. Question would be, we've got a diversified managed account, a deferred account that that had dropped off the shelf, you know, early, and has gained back tremendously as you've talked. Mm-hmm. And I'm really thinking that I'd like to pull it out and set it in an interest-bearing account for a little bit and let this thing settle down. Is that something that I should consider?
No. No, that's exactly what I'm talking about, Bruce. It's don't do that. Don't do all or none. If you want to take a piece of that, let's carry forward with great humility, okay? We do not know the future. And I mean that. And I've said this many times.
I can always plug it back in, though.
I know you can. And I want you to do some of that, okay? I think you should do some. I think you should look hard at your portfolio, and you need to go ahead and look at some things that aren't performing well and say, you know, that hasn't been doing that well, and I can maybe take a tax loss on it. Now, I know you're talking about it's in a taxable, tax-deferred account, but it's the same thought process. Which one of those funds hasn't been doing very well? Can I take some money off the table and at the same time then get rid of something that hasn't been performing very well and get me in a safer position? Safer, not all or none. And so if we're saying you're looking at your portfolio going, you know, I've been pretty aggressive, and man, it came back like, you know, I'm at all-time highs again. That's great. Let's take 20% off the table. But that doesn't mean it goes into cash. Maybe it goes into a short-term bond fund, earning a whopping 1%, but you're earning something. There may be within your plan, there's some other things you can do. But I know you can come back. But the problem is you're kind of entering into this all-or-none process of I can time this, don't do that. And so what I'm saying is I think the companies like high-tech are going to do well. I think that municipal bonds are going to do well no matter who the president is, no matter who the Senate is. And they'll do really well under Joe Biden as they raise taxes and destroy the economy. So, again, high-tech, maybe some municipal bonds if it's a tax managed or, you know, I mean, a taxable account. But you can also do things incrementally. And we, for example, have swung some money towards a fund that is producing 6%, almost 6% income. Now, you don't do that risk-free. I get that. But it has less than half the volatility of the market. That's what I want, is stuff that's less volatile right now, but I'm not out. I'm not out. Yeah. Okay? And so I want you to think that way.
The thing that I go back to, if I would have done that, if I would have set it aside back 3 months ago, I'd be up another 20, 25,000.
You would not. Not 3 months ago. You're talking about if you would have set it aside in March, at the beginning of COVID. Okay?
When it dropped off the table.
When it dropped off the table, if you would have done that, you would have less money today. And here's why. You would have, I'm not saying that on that it would have been the bottom on March 23rd, which was the bottom, okay? But let's say in March it's starting to go down and you're hearing rumbling and it's like, this is not good. This is really not good. And the market's really volatile and it's going. So it's March 10th you get out and you're right for 2 weeks. But then you're wrong for 6 months. And you're really, really wrong now because we're back to all-time highs. And I mean all-time, not...
Yeah, I understand.
You see what I'm getting at? So you did You did really well, Bruce.
All-time highs scare me a bit, though.
That's why it's okay. That's why. Hey, look, I'm not telling you have to ride that horse all the way, okay?
But you got to
not get all the way off. It's really hard to get back on. And I'm going to tell you, too, even if there's a sell-off, you're still wrong because you're not going to buy into that. You're not. Yeah. Nobody does, okay? I'm not picking on you. I'm picking on human beings. Here's what happened in 2009 just because the numbers are so fresh. I know. How can they be fresh in 09? I can't remember your name, Bruce, but I know your birthday. I know numbers, okay? I remember these things, okay? But here's exactly what happened when we went from April bottom in 2009. All the news was horrible, okay? I mean, it was horrible. Higher unemployment month after month after month. But in 90 days, the market was up 45% in 90 days from that bottom. And the news flow was terrible. Markets reverse, and they reverse fast. Look at this one. This was the fastest bear market in history and the fastest bull market in history. Both. You couldn't catch it. You couldn't trade it. And the news was always bad, partly because we had the orange man in the White House. And we got to get him out. And so the news flow is not good. It's not positive. And that's the problem. That's why we want to understand our own emotions and go, I don't disagree with you. Take 20% and get it much more conservative. And of the other 80%, if it's super aggressive, you can dial it back a little, but don't leave. Don't leave.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thanks
you got
a lot.
It, Bruce. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It's all of us, man. So we're all thinking like that. It's all of us. It's tough. It's an upside down world, Terry. What's going on?
This is all about money or something? I'm confused.
Hey, psychology is about money, or money is about psychology, or something like that.
Well, I tell you what, I hope McDonald's is paying attention for the ad campaign they should come up with. The Big Mac and antibody platelet remdesivir special.
That's a good. I'm going to sign up for that one. I'm telling you.
Look at what the president just handed him. If they don't make a mint off it, then somebody's not paying attention.
Mm-hmm. It's true. No, I think it was, but it is. I mean, obviously, look how fast that recovery was. Well, I had the best gear ever. I know. Make excuses. It's like, you know, well, the sky might be blue, but I'm going to tell you, there'll be clouds there someday. I get it. We can all just be making stuff up all the time. But the reality is, look what happened. This is big.
Well,
we are not going to die anymore from
just
this.
Because, you know, I am of the age, and when it happens to me, everybody's going to catch it. That's a given. I just am not going to take the vaccine in the first year because I don't know where they're going to grow the third arm on me. But they're all this stuff, they can't save my life.
Yeah.
And the president's put the fire under the VA, and they've gotten so much better when our VA was wonderful to start with. So there's hope.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no reason to get your knickers in a bunch.
No. Shortly after the election, we're going to find all that hope resurfacing. Either way.
Well, I hope. Yeah.
Either way it goes.
That pardon me, poor choice of words there.
Yeah.
But we come back to the biblical quote, be still and know.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's another the shooting thing that we always talk about, INTOT. I never thought of that. And that's what a lot of this stuff comes to is I've never looked at it from that perspective before. I've never thought that they could do this. So if you sit back and say, what could happen, it gets so much easier to say, here's options.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like the, you know, my money is back to what I started with before 2008. That's the hard part.
I hear you. I know. And it is hard to do.
You know, I've always called the president inelegant and inarticulate, but he knows his stuff. He knows how to get things done. And that's where he gets my support and why I relax so much about all this.
At the end of the day, the truth is I would love to sit down and have a beer with the president. I just find him an interesting and remarkable man. And everybody that knows him says he is an interesting and remarkable man. But his messaging as my president, just plain old, is off the charts horrible. He's not a great speaker, and he just is – everything is the I pronoun, right? I mean, it's just not we. And I get that. But, boy, he just doesn't get any credit for being absolutely amazing, and he is. And maybe being amazing is because he is who he is, right? He just – let him be. Let him go be amazing. I don't know. That's kind of my weird take on it. So
get out of his way and let him run.
Yeah, and support him, or you can fight the good fight, but don't fight the bad fight. That's what these devils are doing, and that's what makes me so sad, because it's not okay to win at any cost. It's not okay to sell your soul.
Yeah,
it's not okay to sell the soul of this country and change it just because you don't like what's happening. Then convince enough people to come with you. You don't overthrow a country by packing a court or making up states to join. This is just wrong.
If you think it's so unfair, those people should just find the other place in the world that is this good.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You're welcome to. I'll even put up a ticket for them.
Yeah, I mean, when you hear people talk about, you know, in some ways, Cuba just really had a good idea. You know, look at their healthcare system. It was free. It's like, people die there. I mean, what's good? There's nothing redeeming here. Why do people talk like that? I mean, can't you just say, no, socialism is terrible. Dictatorships are horrible by design. They're not fair. They're not good. They don't innovate anything. They're awful things. And that's why people got in cardboard boxes and died from sharks. Trying to get here, not trying to get there.
And these little Marxists never think about who's going to be the first person put up against the wall when there is one-party rule.
Yeah.
So
it's terrible.
Again, we do the best we can. And, well, that's a song lyric popped into my head when you were talking. You know, the ditty about Jack and Diane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is done.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's a...
Yeah, if I wake up at 3 in the morning thinking, singing John Cougar's song, I'm going to remember you.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you out in the middle of the night, pal. That's terrible.
That's 70% of my brain is taken up by useless song lyrics. That's the fun part of
it. That is a fun part, actually. Interestingly, weirdly to me, I'm enjoying music more and more and more.
Yep.
It's interesting to me. But all right.
Thank you, Apple, Terry. iTunes. I've got 80 of my CDs loaded up in it. It's just about full now.
Wow, that's a lot of music. Go.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Have a great day, Terry. Yeah. Thank you so much for your call.
All right, sir. Take care.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye.
If you have we have a few minutes left. We really do. If you have a call, a question, a comment, we'd love to hear from you at 580-KIDO. Yes, this is the most important election of our life, and I really believe that. I really do. I also believe it's not over, and we need to think of this incrementally. Always. Always, always, always. So I want to make sure I answered all the questions. Wayne, I thank you so much for your great question on what to do in, you know, with this election. And I hope I really did answer that. Because the thing is, I want to make sure that we don't overreact. It is incremental. I don't expect my clients, no, to go to a near cash position. I don't expect that. I do not. We don't want to go all or none. It's wrong. I know it's wrong. It's fundamentally wrong. And markets are reflecting today their belief of where the future is going for corporate profits, and that's why. That's why. So thank you. And if I didn't answer all of them, you hold me accountable, okay? All right, Wayne, thanks again. Great question. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Eric. Eric, thank you for calling. Go ahead, please.
Hey, morning. Hey, I really like just how you really laid it out. I mean, I don't listen to your show every Saturday, but, I mean, you're – like, you really should. If Donald Trump said, listen to the last half hour, just the way you were disseminating everything, you'd be like, I need this guy on my team.
That's very kind of you.
No,
Eric.
You're
thank
totally
you.
Right. And I actually have a question for you, and I'd like to ask you off the air. It's like a legal question about the company I work for. But anyway, yeah, I just can't believe how many Biden signs. I mean, people think, you know, I mean, I really don't believe that it's a neck on neck race. I mean, if people actually think that Joe Biden could win it without it, I mean, so my wife got like two or three of those registration things to send in the ballot. If you think about it, here's how the discrepancy could get messed up on the ballot thing. Let's just say that me and my wife thought about testing it. I wonder what would happen if we decided to just send in two ballots and then separate it like 7 days. Are they going to even catch it? I mean, it's so open.
I know.
I mean, why are they sending everybody all these ballots? I mean, I know it's COVID and all that crap, but I mean, they're sending people double things. I mean, they're opening it up for.
Yeah. Why not? Why not think about this? Why not send it in on the last possible day? Needs to be postmarked by, I'm making this up, 3 days before the election, right?
Mm-hmm.
Send in your ballot and then go vote in person.
Right.
Because there's
what?
No way
if
that got
that,
there
maybe,
and got on the law.
Maybe all of us same people might as well do the same thing and make sure Trump wins. You know what I mean? Because if they're doing it, well, we might as well do it. If you clowns are going to send four ballots to one person, okay, we'll just tune in and see what happens. I'll vote for Trump four times. You guys are stupid enough to open up the cheating for people.
Yeah.
I mean, what really should be done is okay, the absentee ballots should be like already before election day counted. There's no way that they should allow any kind of counting past election day. And for they're saying, oh, yeah, because of COVID, we're going to do this and that, and they're excusing a bunch of crap. Donald Trump is a living testimony right now, folks. Okay, he got over it in a couple of days. It's just a damn little flu bug, like a cold bug with a kick. Yeah. And they don't want him to debate. You know, they don't want him to debate because he's going to he has a living testimony to calling out all this crap.
Yeah, that's right.
And he wants to get up there and say, guess what, everybody? COVID is not as bad as y'all think it is. It's just like another cold virus. Give me a break.
Eric,
ridiculous.
I'm going to let you have the last word on that.
I love the show, bud.
Thank you. I appreciate you. And call my office if you want to talk off air, okay?
Yeah, I need to ask you something.
Okay, give me a call. So, all right, take care.
That.
Bye now. I'm afraid we're going to be out of time here. I know we got a busy board here. I apologize. Hang on to those questions for next week or call Kevin's program during the week and express your point of view. Paul, I'm going to quickly let you on here, and I'm sorry to only give you about 30 seconds, but go ahead.
Dave, that's okay. I want to thank you for helping me out with my money. But the thing that I see happening is people don't have hope.
Yeah.
They don't have the hope. And I know it's true because I talked to my sister the other day and she's all worried about COVID. And I said, sister, I'm not afraid to die.
Yeah.
And she said, well, that's the thing, isn't it? And I said, yeah, I'm not afraid to die. I'm not going to be stupid, but I'm not afraid to die because I have hope. I have hope in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that don't, and that's part of the issue.
It's most
They're
certainly
scared.
Is. You're right. You're right.
They don't have hope.
Hey, you know what? Whether you believe or you don't, death is scary, but we're all going to get there. I just need to live my life.
You're right. I mean, like you said before, mortality rate for human beings is 100%.
Last I checked.
I know I'm going to die, but I know where I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. I just don't want it to hurt too much.
Right. I am with you on that. By golly, that's my nightmare, right? Yeah.
Take care, brother, and keep
playing golf. Take care. Thank you. And have a great weekend yourself. Thanks for the call. All right, Patrick, I got to roll. I'm sorry. Please call me back or call me during the week. That's great. And all of you, thank you so much. And we do appreciate your comments and question. Shoot those over at petsofinancial.com. God bless you all and have a great weekend.